Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everyone. Welcome to our program tonight where you hear and witness situations that you won't hear anywhere else, because we have the freedom to do it and to say it and to urge the government and the agencies to better themselves. So tonight we're going to talk about how the government does not treat us, the disabled, that is, does not treat the disabled in the same way they treat everybody else. And I think the best place to start is with safety. You know, the safety of people. They say the most precious part of your body is your eyesight, and people rely on that every day to keep them safe, danger, to know where they are, and to know what's going on around them. So why do we have to argue and fight and even call people or write a letter to get a traffic light that we can read when we're visually impaired or learning disabled or whatever the disability may be? It's horrible the way we're treated. They'll put up maybe one light, two lights, or they'll find out where a blind person lives and they'll put the light up over there. Well, that's not acceptable. What about the other block? What about around the block? What about two blocks away? See what they're doing to us? They're making believe that they're helping us. And they're not, because they owe us a light that we can read, just like they owe everybody else. They're not doing anything special for us. They're not treating us the same way they treat everybody else. They wouldn't dare have a traffic light that the drivers can't read. And if it was so, the police would be out protecting people. We don't have that. Where's the protection for us when there's a light we can't read? Who the hell protects us? Some idiot yelling out the window of his car? That's what the government thinks of us, see? That they allow that to happen. Some stupid-ass person yelling out of his car, whatever it is they yell, half the time you can't even hear them, understand them. But that's an example of how the government treats us. And we have to pay for that. We pay taxes like everybody else for these traffic lights and the safety of them. And when you don't have that, it's a very, very weird, strange, and sometimes a very, very frightening feeling. I met a woman last summer, I think it was, nice lady, blind, who lived on the other side of a big highway. It's called Sunrise Highway over here in Suffolk County, one of the biggest highways in the world. And she was walking, you know, trying to get to into the village for whatever business she had to do. And she stopped, and we were chatting. And, you know, I told her about my dog and told her I was blind and all that. And she told me, she said, I had to cross Sunrise Highway and I couldn't read the light. And she said, I prayed to God that I got across. Now this is one of the biggest, busiest highways in the world. And people drive like crazy on these highways. She said she was so frightened, she thought she was going to die you know. And I just told, you know, I said, that's because the law does not protect us. Because if it did, that light would be accessible, especially on a highway like that. Every light should be accessible. So it just drives home the point. They don't treat us the same way, the way they're treating everybody else. And they get away with it. Nothing happens to the people who are forcing us to live our lives in added danger because they won't put the damn light up so people could read it. Nothing happens to those people. They get up every day, they go to work. You know, people have to, disabled people have to cross streets and highways and not be able to read the light, not even know most of the time what the hell street they're crossing. So, safety. They don't treat us the same way with safety, by any means. This is Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her caring and help. Adopt an Akita. And they make good service dogs. You got to get the right one. So anyone out there who is interested in exploring the possibility of having a Akita service dog, give us a call, or call the rescue, and we'd be happy to help with the training and get you to meet a potential Akita service dog. All right, 609-388-7004 is their number. Big East Akita Rescue, Verizon.net, email. And I have an Akita guide dog. I know that they work very well. You get the right one. And they're not that hard to train because they once they know what you want, please. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it, all free. 631-484-3085. You speak to Gary. He's the guy who usually answers the phone. So give him a call. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food for your animal. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Working with them on the news conference for the nursing home. And that should be in a couple of weeks. Silo, 631-880-7929. You heard our nursing home show last night, how we accused the nursing home owners of being criminals. And they are. They should be declared criminals. They should be summoned into court and tried, you know, have a hearing to determine. But there's no law to do that. See, you gotta have a law. All right, Inner Sight and Silo, and we'll let you know when the nursing home conference news conference comes up. I know there's a lot of people who want to take part in that. All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our hotline, 631-224-3090. If you want to leave a message, go to the website. You want to find out some of the things we've done, innersight.info. And you could also make a donation that way, too, on the PayPal. All right. All donations go into the Inner Sight account, and most of them go to keep this show on the air. All right. I just won a case with the government. I'm waiting for that. I'm going to donate it to Inner Sight. Silo just donated $750 to Inner Sight. Thank you so much for that, Silo. So that's how we run the thing. Whatever donations we can get. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy. Islip, New York, a supporter of Inner Sight. 631-888-1186. You need information on mortgage problems, call Mr. Kennedy. Are you going to buy a house or sell a house? Mr. Kennedy is a very knowledgeable guy on real estate. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, some of those youngsters that we just mentioned have passed away, and we salute them and honor them on our show all the time. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. We thank you for putting that into practice. And let's see, what else? Inner Sight, you need a civil rights lawyer. James Bahamundi is the guy. 516-783-9662. If you feel your rights have been violated, or you're not sure, give James a call. He's handled a couple of cases for me already. I think he's great. 516-783-9662, James Bahamundi, the disabled attorney. All right, this is Inner Sight. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the Frolics over here. We have fun on Friday night on the Inner Sight program. Yeah, so talking tonight about how the government certainly does not treat us the way it treats everyone else. Now, people who have the funds, all right, and it should be for everyone because the money is there. But I'm talking about affluent people now who have the funds. They can buy their way out so they don't have to go into a nursing home because they have the money to set themselves up, own home, right? Now, the government has the money for us in all these programs, all the money that goes to these damn nursing homes through the Medicaid and Medicare, that money is there, and they could have more money if they would allow the agencies to raise funds to keep people out of the nursing home. So there you have another way that they're not treating us. In other words, the money is there for somebody like let's say, take an example, a Mr. Trump. He doesn't have to go to a damn nursing home. He's got the money to remain in his own home no matter what. He'll have people taking care of him and all that, whatever it is. The money for the average disabled person is there also, but we don't have say over it. That's why the person has to go to the damn nursing home. It's not because the money's not there to help them. It's because they don't have the say over how that money's going to be spent. In other words, it's not put into a fund to say, oh, here, so-and-so, this money is here just in case you become seriously disabled and you can't do things for yourself. This money is in the fund so you don't have to go to a nursing home. So you see how we're not treated the same way? It's a horror show, man. It's terrible that they're using us to give this money to the nursing home, but they won't put it into a fund to keep us in our own home.
Right, Frank.
And allow the agencies to contribute to that. So the government doesn't even have to spend that much. And eventually, the government can be weaned out of the whole damn thing.
Right.
See how we're not treated the same way? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller that's coming in from Skype, 1111, it's all ones.
All right. Keep it clean, caller.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hello, my friends. How are you, sir and madame?
Thank you.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, sir. You see, the question, I mean, we have a lot of problems for this Medicare and Medicaid and et cetera. You know, they should give universal basic health care, especially for at least all disabled people in the United States, because these people work and pay their taxes, and for some whatever reason, right now they cannot work and they cannot be the same again. They should be given them food, health benefit, and I hope you guys don't have Aetna, because if you have an Aetna insurance, whether it's PPO or HMO, you will die in Aetna, my friend. So I ask everybody boycott Aetna, because Aetna rejects all the claims, all the MRI, all the procedures, and also your medications, all denied. Suppose you are an established patient, okay? For example, you go to the stupid Aetna. Aetna downgraded because they want to save some money and for their stupid CEO get more money. And that's and Aetna was sued hundreds times through United States. So if you have Aetna, just change it, because you have ability to January to end of March change your Aetna ASAP to this. Otherwise, you will whatever you want to do to get better and better or any procedure, they deny you. Aetna is the worst of the worst of the worst. But
I've heard a lot of bad things about Aetna.
So have I.
Yes, absolutely, you are right. I am right. Because my relative almost died as a result of having Aetna, but
yeah.
I was able to change it at the very last moment when they were in the hospital. So it was like, you know, say is Monday, for example, 31st, okay? And he was in the hospital, and he was rejected for the heart, issues. They needed to make a surgery on him right away.
Yeah.
And then what happened, we had windows of 2 hours window opportunity. So we changed his insurance to the different one, the best one. And then what happened, within like 1 minute window of opportunity, we clicked, accepted, we faxed it to them. So they started at 12:01 on the 1st. And so they did the procedure without even getting an authorization. So look at how is the difference, my friend. So Edna, you know, I know Kaiser Permanente. We have a horror stories a lot, but Edna is mishandled every case, every people. I mean, these people, for example, regular people who pay PPO or $15,000 deductible, etc. Okay, they have paid most of it, and now it's time for them. Edna cover it. Edna say, "Hell, I'm not covering for you." So what these people have done? They put $15,000 for the family members, for the whole family, and then guess what? That they don't cover it. This is nonsense. This is
the government allows this to happen. We're not protected by the law.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then why this should happen? So what's the solution, my friends? Just people has to run away from Edna, I guess.
I don't have Edna. I don't know anyone who has it, but I hear what you're saying.
I had it for like about a month, Frank, and I couldn't stand it. It was so inefficient. So I changed it.
There you go.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, sir? Where are you calling from?
Okay, this is Brother Mike calling from Singapore.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, you know, yeah, you are right. And other things, you know, is suppose when you put gas in United States, you know, they have to come to help you. And what has happened, you know, Costco, now they are not helping the disabled anymore. And the people who work there, they give disabled people hard time. And they do not help them anymore. And that's the bad etiquette for Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the government should do a lot more to treat us in a better way and protect us. And the agencies should be allowed, the agencies for the disabled should be allowed to raise money to help us. And they're not. They don't. They're not allowed to. You know, all the independent living centers. Do you have independent living centers in Singapore?
Independent? Singapore, we have pretty much everything for everybody, you know. It's very clean city and safest city. I mean, even if you put $100 Singaporean dollars, SGD, into the street, nobody pick it up, you know, because people think that maybe that's a setup, and also maybe other plainclothes police can watch it. And the intention, you know, yes, you have a good intention to take it, maybe take it to police. Say, I have $100, a Singaporean dollar I found. But the problem is that intention can go the other way, too. They say they can come and say, no, your intention was to take that 100 SGD, Singaporean dollar. So, you know, so nobody touch it. I know many tourists, American tourists here, that they came and by accident they left their wallet into the park or wherever restaurant or wherever it was. When they go back to the same place, nobody touch it because, again, everything is, you know, under video. And also, you know, everybody thinks that maybe it's setup. Do you remember that American boy was got flying in Singapore? Do you remember that guy?
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
He got slashed with the noodle, something with the noodle. I don't remember exactly what, but yeah.
Yeah, his crime was, use of the paint on the cars and it's graffiti, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they captured him, and he was sentenced to, I think, 100 lashes, and the U.S. Embassy could not do anything in Singapore. United Nations couldn't do anything. I mean, look at all the nations, they wrote to Singaporean courts, please.
What are the nursing homes like over there? They have nursing homes?
Very good. Very organized, very clean. I mean, pretty much, you know, Singapore, everything is brand new, you know. It has very, very clean, no mold, no kind of things. If little bit problem, they come and fix it. But I know in United States, people, I mean, seniors are living in the mold, and they have no other choice because, you know, because of the money, tithe, or et cetera. And it's a crime against humanity. I mean, although they, sometimes they show you brand new unit, all this unit is good, but underneath it's mold. You don't know it until when you live on it, and then you see why you need oxygen. You never used to have oxygen. Oh, you have oxygen. Then you cannot breathe good. And then you will have other diseases comes. You say, what the hell happened? I was good, pretty good. Why I am suffering like that? Then you understand. Then you will seek, and you, if you have the like a detective, you find, and then you will see, oh, my gosh, it was mold, and just they paint it over, or, you know, just they cover it, et cetera. Yeah, it's bad in the United States. Canada is much better, but in Europe is pretty good, I think, too. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, people would do a lot better if they could remain in their own home with the help they need. You know, that's what we want to do here is turn all the nursing homes into accessible housing. And get the agencies to start raising money to help people stay in their own home because these nursing homes are horrible. They treat people horrible. They allow them to stay in their own waste and get infections and everything else. You know, it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And it's much better people stay in their homes and, you know, they give them whatever tax breaks or whatever they needed, or give them help to make those payments. Or most of time, the home is paid off. Usually, most of time. But in these days, with the inflation is high around the globe, and you know, one you go to buy few items here is become 100 SGD very fast. I mean, we used to buy a lot more, but now even one pack, one box, you know, I mean one bag of groceries is 100 SGD, and I'm sure it's the same true for you guys. And it's no way to be ended. It's just going to be increased, and bring the humanity to its knees.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want to thank you for your call. I think this is the first time we've had an international call.
It's true.
You're most welcome, and thank you for your time, and I will listen to your
call again. Call anytime.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, sir.
Thank you very much.
We hung up, okay.
All right. In a sight, and... you know, it's like I always say, you never know who's listening, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And people are hearing us now all over the world. And it's so true that no matter where you live in the world, the government should treat you the way they treat everybody else. And by that I mean if you're disabled, you should have whatever you need, just like the person who's not disabled has whatever they need. I'm not saying make everybody rich, no. I'm saying put the money there where it belongs to help and aid the person so they don't have to be treated in a horrible way. You know, as we said earlier, there are many affluent people who will never have to go to a nursing home because they have everything that they need, or they can buy everything that they need to stay in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
The potential is there for all disabled people to have that if the agencies would be allowed to raise money, you know, and share the cost with the government. We wouldn't need those damn nursing homes. All right. Any other callers?
Yes, Louie.
Louie's on the line?
Yep.
Oh. All right, let's take a call from Louie.
Okay.
On Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hey.
Louie, how you doing?
What are you doing?
Hello, Frank. Yeah,
right,
I forgot to call you on a Tuesday night for the Friday promo.
Yeah. You're on the wrong night with the right show.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Wrong night, the wrong show it is, yes. Tell me how you doing.
All right, having fun.
Oh, yeah.
I went out to dinner.
Oh, you went out to dinner?
Where'd you go?
Applebee's. Applebee's.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Celebrate my
hey,
brother's
Louie,
birthday.
Oh, no.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah, your brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
63
Tony.
Years old.
Oh, happy birthday, Tony.
I know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it tomorrow night. Did you ever... Did you ever chase a girl around the block?
I'd be nice to those ladies.
Give me a little smooch, a little smooch. Come on. Did you ever do that?
Ow.
You're not embarrassed. Come on.
Those ladies are tickling me. Oh.
Well, tomorrow night... Louie's going to chase a girl around the block and try to get a kiss from her.
And she's got a coochie.
Yeah. I'll even make believe I'm the girl.
Even better.
Well, that would be funny.
And you got to help me. You got to help me, Suzanne. Those ladies are trying to sit on me.
No,
coochie.
Nobody's
going to
help you. You got to do it on your own.
That's right. You're going to have some fun.
No, leave me alone, Louie. I'm going to tell my husband.
Hey, don't be shy.
No. You're not shy.
Uh-uh. You're outgoing.
Yeah, don't be shy, Suzanne, for Louie, right?
Oh, I'm not even close to shy. I'm not an introvert.
Louie's not shy.
No, he ain't.
I like
right,
to go,
so,
ow, it tickles me.
All right, chasing girls tomorrow night. Or maybe I'll do my, tomorrow night, I've been thinking, I haven't done it for a while, my Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias.
Oh, okay.
The big fight they had.
Oh, yeah.
With that song. To all the girls I've loved before. Remember that one?
Yep.
I'm going to do that tomorrow night. I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Lou?
To the girls I've loved before.
There you go. He does it. Yeah.
Music around out my door.
I kicked them out my door.
Oh, God.
They'll never come again.
I'll never come again.
All the girls. Julio has loved before. Yeah, maybe I'll do that tomorrow night, and we'll do the Louis chasing the girl around the block.
I'm better.
All right, in a sight.
I go for smoochy. And Suzanne, I go for smoochy, smoochy.
Smoochy,
smoochy. Well, I can't give it to you because my husband, you know.
No, I,
so,
I mean you. Those are pretty ladies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now that you're here.
Hey, Frank, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I like those female women in their swimsuits.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
835 New York, inner site, yeah. Sweatsuits,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
what about
swimsuits? No, swimsuit and a tank bikini and all that.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I think those pretty ladies like to wear the swimsuit. They're getting it on, swimming.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna say to them?
I don't say anything. I was looking at the women's swimsuit selection. I looked at it.
You like it?
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any color.
Wow.
That's nice.
Rainbow color, too?
There you go.
And Speedo swimsuits.
Oh.
You got Speedo. You got a Catalina swimsuit, one piece.
Mm.
Oh.
Yep.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren swimsuits, nah.
And sports bra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got sports bra and also the bottom shorts, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
They got that. They use that when you go in the pool sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spandex shorts and sports bra go together.
Right.
Yeah, and they go swimming, go to the beach.
Louis knows the whole set.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I came over
all
to the
right.
beach and say, I saw Louis came down, and then I didn't want the ladies give me a kiss. Welcome aboard. Come on over. Join in.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Give us a promo for tomorrow
yeah.
night. Let's hear it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We got tomorrow is Friday. Don't forget to tune in from 8 to 9 on the Blog Talk Radio. The Frolics. I'm going to be flirting with
yeah.
Connie and Chrissy and the Swap and the ladies and Jeremy Lawrence and John Damon and the late Pat Cooper at the bathroom talking to those ladies with Zana Dana. Don't
yeah,
forget Stanford and Son, Lauren Hardy.
This is Wetsuit Louie.
That's right.
Go ahead. What else? We're going to have the bathing
yeah.
suit.
And the
beauty
bathing
contest.
Suit competition for ladies.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Conducted by
Sweatsuit Louie.
Don't
worry, those ladies, and the ladies, they give me a 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
I call you tonight, Frank. I missed your phone call Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
As long as
so congratulations
in.
On my brother's 63rd birthday.
Wow.
63. Turn that around. 36.
There you go.
It's a young
yeah.
guy.
I forget, my birthday's on the summer, July 26th. He's 66 years old.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, my birthday falls on Friday.
You're going to be 66?
Yeah.
Not now, not this summer.
Oh. How old are you going to be, Lou?
66.
Wow.
Yeah. My birthday's on Friday the 13th. Doom, 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 doom.
13th of April?
Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be
That's
18
right.
again.
18, there you go.
I wish I was 18 again. Remember that song?
Yep.
George Burns, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Last time I heard on the Blast Overworld on the Fox, who's that? Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and who had Jack Benny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that, Jack Benny or Groucho Marx?
Benny was on. We had Benny. We had Groucho Marx. We had Rich Little doing
the
show. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's get it was cold out there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That wind blows, yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Hey, your show is on at 9 o'clock at 9:30 tonight.
Yep, I have sent it.
Tonight, 1:15.
Yeah.
Nine o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 9 o'clock, yeah.
And the entertainment guy name is Wes Houston Presents. I watch that. They got good various artists, different bands, and folk singers.
Oh, who's that?
Wes Housen Presents.
Oh, oh.
The show. It's an entertainment committee. They did entertainment for different bands.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds like a good show.
Yeah, it does.
Who's that? Who's that rocker? Eddie Fleck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Fleck.
Ed Fleck,
yeah.
Or Eddie Fleck.
Eddie Fleck.
Yeah, that's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that a friend of yours?
Oh yeah, I know Ed many years.
He's still playing. He's still performing.
Yeah.
The Ed Fleck.
He's a cool guy.
The Eddie Fleck group. His name of the band, Eddie Fleck and his group.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play blues,
Eddie Fleck
rock.
Band. Oh.
The Ed Fleck Band, they call him.
All right.
He's a nice guy. He knows the blues and rock and everything.
Yeah.
For your three-piece band.
I'm going to see if I'm going to talk to him, see if I can get him to do a benefit for Intersight.
Yeah. He's only a three-piece band.
Yeah, guitar, drum.
Yeah, and bass, yep. No horns.
No.
Yep. That's right.
Guitar, drum, and bass.
Yeah. Susanna, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow night, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Suzanne, you're in my heart. I love you.
Hey, I love you too. Be good.
Thanks for calling in, Lou.
I'm a nice guy. I'm having my fun. That's all.
I know.
That's it.
Okay, but good night, Suzanne.
Good night, Lou.
Hey,
come
good
on
night,
tonight.
Frank.
Don't forget. All
okay,
right.
I'll be ready for your ringy-ringy-do.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. All right, clear the board. Intersight, and yes, we who are disabled deserve to be treated in the same way everyone else is treated, and that of course means with whatever we need to live our lives, and that's how it should be, and the government should allow the agencies to be a big part of that, because that would offset the cost. You know, if that would happen, you'd see how the people would change their attitude toward us, because then the whole thing could come out that, hey, because of over 40 million disabled people, we had our taxes reduced. Now there's a public relations image that could be used to improve what people, the kind of attitude people have toward us. You know, Right now, it's a whole different thing. You know, oh, I got to pay taxes. These disabled people want everything. You know, that kind of, you know. If the agencies were helping, first of all, with that kind of help, the potential is there to get rid of all these damn nursing homes. And look at all the money you'd save right there. You know, and therefore you would improve the image of disabled people in this country, because just with that part alone, freeing up the getting all those people out of nursing homes, not all of them, but a lot of them could go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Part-time, yeah. Or whatever they were able to do. And in their own home. You see that what that would do to improve the country?
Oh, big time.
And now you got all those people who would be paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we deserve to be treated the way other people are being treated. I learned today that there used to be a bus stop on my corner where I live. I learned today that bus stop is no longer there. I didn't learn it because I read it or I heard it on the news or you know. I learned it because somebody told me that the sign was taken down or destroyed. There's no more bus stop over there. I didn't know. People like me are not informed about stuff like that, being visually impaired. That's a horrible example of the way we're treated.
Right.
You know? And you can't take out your smartphone and say, Siri, find the bus stop. You're not going to do it.
No, it ain't.
She can tell you what street you're on, yes. But how does that help you find the bus stop?
Well, in other states, they have these highway markers that it tells you with the special device that you buy. And it's not expensive either. And it could tell you your location by the highway marker. So I think that's in California.
California.
Exactly.
How good is that?
It's not good at all, because I think
if
it should be
if they have something
over.
Like that, why isn't it all over the damn country?
Thank you. Thank you. That's how I feel. Yeah.
We're not treated in the right way.
That's right.
What you just said makes it worse.
It does.
If it's there in California, where the hell is it for the rest of the country?
Exactly.
That's part of the way we're treated in a horrible way by this government.
This guy that I met online with the, what do they call it, Helen Keller, and I had this months ago. And what he said is that he's having trouble. Amazon gave him a call, and he didn't want to hand over the rights because it wasn't enough. He put a lot into it of his own money, and he just didn't want to hand it off to Amazon. So he was trying to, you know, do it in front of Helen Keller and talk about, you know, a whole bunch of things, see if they could pay for it or something. They sponsored him, but I don't know if they paid for it. It was a sore point, and I didn't want to push it any further.
Well, I don't know. You can't count. Helen Keller is controlled by the state.
Yeah, it is.
See, what he should do is contact Intersight.
Yeah,
let's see,
I told
know,
him
let,
about us.
Let's see what he's got and check it out and see. You know, first of all, you got to make sure the damn thing works.
Yeah.
Before you do anything.
The only place in New York that has highway markers is the highway. So these people have it where the addresses are, everything, which makes it 10 times worse, to be honest with you.
Well, Siri will tell you an address.
Right.
You know, that I know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll give you an address, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know which address she's giving you when you walk up to the building if you can't read the damn address?
That's the truth.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Siri,
I encounter
say,
it too.
Yeah, she'll say you're in front of 250 so-and-so street.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
When you walk up, you know, if she says you're in front of it and you walk straight up, where do you confirm that this is 250? If
from
no
what
damn,
I understand,
braille on the building or race.
Nothing. No. I understand this, that the whole it was a sort of like an accident that he came about, because he's blind and hearing impaired, and he said, I had somebody tell me that these highway markers are going to be put up throughout the whole state, and that it's a normal thing for them to have these highway markers, and it shows you the like between the two addresses. Like, say for example, you walked up to the corner, it will give you the address and stuff of your location from the last time I spoke with
you. I don't know. So what happened? Why? How come it's not all over the state or the country?
he still needs funding, just like we do.
The money. There it is again.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
See? It's like we say.
Right.
Why aren't the agencies allowed to raise the damn money? If you have something like that, you know, if it works, I don't know. I never tried it. I never used it.
He originally put it on a cane, right? And that he has already running and is selling it and all that. But the thing is he said when people have guide dogs, I think he made it light enough to put it on the, what it called, oh goodness, the harness. So, you know, that's not a bad
thing. That could be, that has to be looked at. That could be an interference
right.
for the dog.
With the dog, yeah.
Dogs have very, very powerful hearing.
Yeah, perception too.
You know, if that interferes mm-hmm. with their hearing and they're trying mm-hmm. to negotiate, you know, safety, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well,
see, there's no,
I guess
there's
you have
no
to train
substitute.
It.
You know what it is? There's no substitute for making everything so everybody can read it.
There's no substitute.
I don't give a damn what they say. If I'm looking for an address, all right, and I go up to a building, and it's in Braille, it's in a raised print, I read the address, I know this is 245. If I go to the next building, and I'm reading 247, I know I'm on the odd side of the
right.
block. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to find the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
That every place, every building should be labeled the way it is for everybody else. Because anything else is a bunch of bull. Suppose the damn thing breaks in the middle of a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah? What the hell are you going to do? You're caught out there with nothing.
Yeah.
You know? You got to call 911 and become a rescue.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing. It happened with my wheelchair only. I got stuck.
Even if you have a device like that, everything else should still be labeled as a backup, because that's what
that's
everybody else has.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do completely.
They have it there. Right. Where the hell is it for us?
It's
all a bunch of bull crap, man.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot less to put up a braille and a sound thing up on a building than it does to modify every highway in this country.
Okay, so, I'm back.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
treat us
terrible.
The way everybody else is treated.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Mr.
Right.
President.
Yes.
Or Mr. President-to-be.
Right, you know? One of them.
And do it in such a way that the government doesn't have to pay for the whole damn thing. Allow the agencies to raise the money. I bet you I could get Silo, if they were allowed to, I bet you I could get Silo to start raising money to keep people in Suffolk County out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
If they were allowed to. I'll bet you any damn money. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things I would do, you know, I happen to have Billy Joel's manager's name and number. Nice lady.
Yeah.
You know?
I do,
one of the things
I would do is
I would call them and say, hey, we got permission through the law to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes. We want to put on a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you any damn money, if Billy didn't do it, somebody else would.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Stevie, but I know more about Billy Joel. He'll probably do it.
Somebody would step up to the plate. If we put an ad in Variety magazine, I guarantee you, you'd have acts coming out of your ears.
What about, what's the other one? Backstage, I think it's called.
If this whole damn thing was legal. Backstage, any one of them.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be done. You know? That would have to be, I would say, keeping people out of nursing homes, number one in this county.
Oh, yeah. It really does.
And then you'd see how fast these damn nursing homes would fold up in Suffolk County.
Right.
And that would be the beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end.
For these evil son of a bitches, excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. That's the Inner Sight dream. And it's going to come true.
I feel it, too.
It's going to come true because we got an international call tonight. People
right.
are hearing
That's
us.
Cool. Yeah.
Somebody's going to hear us and say, hey, I'll donate $25 million to this. Let's do it.
Of course. Yeah.
You wait and see. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I have a feeling, too, that it will.
And it's funny
we're hitting
you mentioned,
the target. What?
It's funny you mentioned Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I did.
Who the hell knows if Stevie would be the one to do it?
You never know. He might surprise
you. Never
you.
Know.
That's
he
right.
He did it before.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he do it again?
Exactly.
Only this time would be a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah.
It would be national.
Yeah,
all right,
Inner
Sight, be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. I want to thank all our friends, our callers, and thank the gentleman. I didn't get the gentleman's name, but from Singapore, our international call. Appreciate that very much. Call again. Thank you, Suzanne, engineer.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight, around the world, our phone number is 631-224-3090, and now we can officially say that we are around the world.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thank
everyone.
You. Inner Sight.